Somebody really has more money than they got sent for something like that.
The Everyday Joe, I'd said it was for people that had plenty. Speaking of deer, I saw one this morning. We were headed out. It was about 20 after 9 or so when we had run across the road, probably about 40 foot in front of us.
After the thing for lunch?
Right up to where it was across the road, it was already in the woods, gone. I barely did see that it was a slick head. It was moving. I'm just glad I didn't see it up close and personal with the vehicle.
Roger, roger. I remember that picture you sent me at Lafton when y'all went looking for some roadkill for the dinner table.
Hey, that wasn't me hitting the deer, though.
Roger, I didn't remember what it was. Oh, mercy. Here, I'll show you, give you a sampler of what some of that trivia was that I did last night. I'll stick a random one out here for you and see if you can get it there. Okay. Come on, I know we got a good one here. Okay, yeah, give me just 1 second here, KK, before I go.
Had a Cali model Mustang. It's a 2012, and he's just bought it. He's tried to learn to drive straight drive with it, and he's already had to replace the clutch. He showed me pictures, and I'm like, dang, it's amazing you didn't have to put a transmission in that thing.
Yep. Alrighty, here's you a good one. What country lost the most lives in World War II? Soviet Union, Germany, France, United States.
Say Soviet Union because Stalin was scared of generals and he killed about 20 million of his own people.
Correct. The majority guess on the trivia night last night was Germany, and I'm like, really? Here's another one. What two countries were already involved in a military conflict before the beginning of World War II? Germany and Poland, Germany and France, Japan and China, or Japan and India?
China, because we were over there helping them. I've watched the John Wayne movie, The Flying Tigers.
Oh, mercy. Well, you know, see, now, if you had been able to get into the repeater, you could have really made things a whole lot easier for me, because it actually finished the game up rather quickly. Like, here's another one, and this is something funny, too. It says, what was the longest battle of World War II? Battle of the Bulge, Battle of the Atlantic, Battle of the River Plate, or Battle of the Midway? And you would believe some of the answers they gave me on that one.
The Bulge, but I'm not going to say that that's an accurate one. Because I know Midway wasn't quite as long as the Bulge. It was a factoring one, but it wasn't as long as the Bulge. You ever seen the movie or the series of, what was that? Band of Brothers?
I think I have seen that one.
That was a tough movie, and it shed a little bit of light, gave some limelight over to Camp Tocoa.
Roger. And the correct answer is Battle of the Atlantic. Lasting from 1939 to the defeat of Nazi Germany in 1945.
Everything was during then. We got a lot of technological breakthroughs from the German scientists and a lot of other things because they came up with synthetic oil and alternate fuels because they couldn't keep gasoline and other patrol units operating with all the bombs falling, KK4FDU.
Roger, roger, KK4RQO. Yeah, it was funny. Like I said, it kept them banked for about, I guess it was around 9 till about 10 o'clock last night. It took me that long to get through the 10 trivia questions, so. It definitely got them thinking pretty hard. It started, at one point, it smelled like hair burning in an ashtray, that's for sure.
I don't know how much of a gearhead you are, how much you do, but have you ever looked up a Messerschmitt ME-262?
No, I can't say that I have.
You don't have a whole lot going on. Pull up some information on that. It's a plane that they had during World War II, the Germans had, and rather interesting. If they had... Hitler hadn't have been so bullheaded and had listened to his underlings and let them bring it out sooner, we could have been speaking German right now.
Roger, roger.
I'll give you a little input on it. It was a jet engine fighter that had two cycle engines to use for starter engines, so that they didn't have to have huge auxiliary units to turn the jets over. Kind of like some of the John Deere, John Deere bulldozers.
You know, on second thought, I think I actually do remember that one. Yeah.
On the engines had a D handle. That was the starter rope for the starter engine. I've watched a couple of things and saw where some of the early diesel dozers and stuff had what they called a starter motor or a pony motor, what a lot of people call them. And you start it and get it going, then you throw a clutch and it turns over the diesel to get it started.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I tell you, if there was one classic John Deere I'd love to get my hands on, it'd be the John Deere Model R. Yeah, I think it was John Deere Model R. That was a pretty cool one. And, I think I'm going to go ahead and jump off here and motivate towards bed. I can get up in the morning and get the thing going again, but, I tell old Earl to wake up and get on the air tomorrow night. We'll shoot the bull a little bit there and see if we can get him come in there with something interesting.
Tomorrow night may not be a problem, but Friday night may be a problem because most of the kids going to be gone. It might be date night for me and the wife.
Roger, roger on that. Well, all righty. I guess we'll be clear after your final, and we'll catch you tomorrow night, and then look forward to catching you there Monday.
Sometime before Monday, before we get to face-to-face, but don't be too rough on the fur balls, getting them out of your way when you crawl under the covers, but we'll talk to you later. Have a good one, my friend. KK4RQO, KK4FTU, clear.
Roger, roger, 7-3. I just pulled my finger and they scatter, so... I take care of that. All right, KK4RQO clear and QRT.